train leaves the station, the bus leaves the depot, and the ferry flies to Alaska. It's cold up there, you might see a bear. Don't worry, the lyrics will get better. They'll get more insightful as I get more into it. Doesn't help that the poor, the 2 hours of sleep, 2 hours of sleep, 2 hours of sleep, 2 hours of sleep hurts my brain, hurts my brain, hurts my brain, hurts my brain, 2 hours of sleep, 2 hours of sleep, 2 hours of sleep, hurts my brain. Get on the solarium where you sleep. Get off at Juno and look at a glacier. First taste of Alaska. It's pretty neat. A couple hours later, you arrive in Skagway or Haines and you take a bus across the Yukon. Suddenly, huge mountains, eternally snowy, cold top passes, and then down into the flatlands. The Yukon is long and big, full of trees and frost heaves. It's still 40,000 people live there, which is nothing. Considering how big it is, and how much there is to see, the bus takes you through small towns, across beautiful bridges, next to idyllic lakes, full of wildlife. Feels like an adventure, because that's because it is. At any point, a bear could come out of the woods and scare everybody. You see eagles, and you see caribou, and all these things, they have an effect on you. New things in nature, so invigorating. And you get off at Fairbanks, a day and a half later. And then you're back to shopping malls, parking lots, and signs, and stoplights, and gray cement, and black pavement. So you hop on the train, and you go down to Denali, and suddenly the mountains are all around you. And you realize how small we are, how tiny we are as people, as animals. We are so humble. We've got to believe our job is simply to live and lead. After Denali awes you, you head down south to Lost Anchorage, and then the gray comes out. It's a city again. Nice to have pubs, but the sidewalks and the pavement put a damper on things. So you take the train to Seward. Beautiful mountains, beautiful water. Boats there parked like in Bellingham Harbor. And you get on the ferry to take a ride to Valdez, see the icebergs and whales and porpoises. And then you get off at Homer, beautifulest postcard, water backed by mountains. It drops your jaw, and then you go back up through the Kenai. Blue, blue river, people fishing for salmon, dog sleds, dog sleds.